Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 24, 1806. The Astonishing Air Gun. Both Lewis and Clark are spending a good deal of time documenting the customs, foods, and such of the various Indian tribes in the neighborhood. Of course, this was part of the mission given to the captains by President Jefferson, and they worked at it continually. The captains also documented plants in the area, many of which were new to science. The coastal vegetation was much different from what they had found in the mountains or in the plains. Captain Clark writes about the Indians' amazement at the Corps' firearms.
Drewyer and Baptiste Lepage returned this morning in a large canoe with kama wool and 6 clatsops. They brought 2 deer and 3 elk and 1 elk skin, having given the flesh of 1 other elk they killed and 3 skins to the Indians as the price of their assistance in transporting the balance of the meat to the fort. These deer and elk were killed near Point Adams, and those Indians carried them on their backs near 4 miles before waves were sufficiently low to permit their being taken on board their canoes. The Indians remained with us all day. The Clatsops witnessed Drewyer shooting some of those elk, which has given them a very exalted opinion of us as marksmen and the superior excellence of our rifles compared to their guns. This may probably be of service to us, as it will deter them from acts of hostility if they have ever meditated any such. Our air gun also astonishes them very much. They cannot comprehend its shooting so often and without powder, and think that it is great medicine, which comprehends everything that is to them incomprehensible. Captain William Clark, January 24, 1806.
The air gun was Captain Lewis's pride, and he demonstrated it often. He used it to kill birds and small game for specimens. Captain Clark also used a small-caliber flintlock rifle for the same purpose, and was an expert marksman with it, shooting off the heads of ducks, which also amazed the onlookers. Tomorrow, hunters and salt makers, berries and bands.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.